There's something special about what we anticipate in life. Anticipation is something that causes us to look at life and go, wow, the next is yet to come. The best is yet to come. What it is God has for us is coming to us in a way that we never could have anticipated. And as a result of it, we begin to experience His amazing joy at work in our lives. And today, as we think about that at Christmas time, I heard the amazing story last night of a lady named Sheila Lewis. She found herself ill and going, her body declining at Labor Day of this year. And by the time October arrived, she was despondent, disconnected, not able to communicate at all. In fact, had been transported from the hospital she was in to Mayo Clinic to the world's best doctors. And the anticipation was the best doctor could find out what happened with her. It's interesting because her journey began one day when she said, "I sense a fog in my head. I can't think clearly. I can't remember your names. I can't remember anything." From that, she ended up finding herself comatose state. In a comatose state, it was obviously for the family, the anticipation of Christmas was obviously very, very challenging. And so as Christmas and as they approached her recovery or lack of recovery and realizing that the only thing they could anticipate was the end of her story, they found herself finally being transported out of Mayo. Mayo said to her, "There's no chance for anything that could be possible that would help you. And so you must take her to hospice." They put her in hospice. She lived there 12 days, no water, no food or anything. And on the 12th day, she woke up and said, "I want some water." Well, you can imagine the children said, wait. We've all bought dresses for the funeral. We've all got our clothes picked out. And before you know it, at Christmas time this year, she's walking into the house with all her children and grandchildren around her. It's interesting because those children and grandchildren went from a moment of great sorrow to great anticipation because of God's direct intervention. It's interesting what she said. Her comment was very clear. "I've always believed in God, but I also believe in Him a lot more now." And what you discover is sometimes it takes those miraculous moments to awaken us. One of the most intriguing parts of the story is that her insurance company has refused to pay for chemo pills because they said there's no way you can be alive. And so she keeps getting rejected for her medicine, even though she breathes, eats, and lives up in Minnesota. So it tells you that what happens, even the insurance company couldn't anticipate what would transpire. There would be a story of a blessing and miraculous provision. But I want you to think about today, as you think about the miracle of anticipation, what it is that only God can do. Because we only have a few moments to think about this. But I want you to think about the miracle of anticipation. I want you to ask yourself a question. What do you anticipate in life? I mean, what are the things that you anticipate that you believe God for, that you trust Him for? And it's interesting. When I was younger, I used to always anticipate something very specific at Christmas time. I would think about what gift I wanted, what things I longed for. And I'll never forget one Christmas, I had a very specific list laid out for my family. My mom, my dad, I said, "Okay, these are the three most important things. And then this is four and five if you have a little extra money." And I'll never forget this Christmas because I didn't get one, two, three, four, or five. You ever had a year like that? And I was like, what happened? Where's the disconnect? And every gift I opened, you know, it was the things that you need but don't want. Beautiful socks. I mean, fantastic blue jeans. Tennis shoes you always need to run in. But none of my top five. And I can remember thinking, and I was a child at the time, I remember thinking this thought: you better be careful what you want, because you may not get it. And out of that changed my perspective as I got older, because the truth is now at my age, honestly, money could never buy what I want. Because what I want is for every one of us to walk in obedience to God. I want every one of us to discover His will. I want every one of us to understand His purpose for our lives. You see, you couldn't buy that. But what you discover is that we all have this aspect of anticipation. It's our desire to look into what it is that God has for us. And that's why Christmas is so special. It has such power and meaning. Today we find ourselves in Luke chapter 2. And boys and girls, if you find a Bible in a pew rack, you find yourself to Luke chapter 2, you'd find an amazing story, because this is a story of Mary and Joseph anticipating Jesus coming. I mean, it could not have been a more fantastic night and could not have been a more amazing moment than then, because all of a sudden, all of the pieces of all of history line up. And today, as you think about that, I want you to look at Luke chapter 2, and I want you to notice, if you would, verse 6, because we're going to see something today as this unfolds. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, which tells you something. Everything they had anticipated was coming to that particular moment. It was in that moment, it was in that moment that all of history would change, all of life would change forever. Look on, though. Notice what he said. And verse 7, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger. Now, when you read this, you realize that here is where our imagination has to take hold. Because I want you to imagine for a moment, here is the moment that changed the world forever. Here's a moment that no one could have defined, and yet the prophets all spoke to it, that there would be something happen in Bethlehem, that there would be something occur that would change all of our lives if we just chose to experience it. Well, you can imagine that the world changed forever. And I'm going to tell you what you discover. God places in every one of our hearts, in our hearts, a spirit of anticipation to know Him, to love Him, to follow Him, to serve Him. He puts something in us that speaks to who we are and grabs hold of us. And I want you to imagine today that you're sitting in church and you start anticipating, no, not a gift under a tree, but a gift given long ago that changed your entire perspective about life. It gave you hope and meaning, gave you purpose and direction. It's not by accident that I'm reading out of Luke chapter 2, because it was in this text on the first Christmas after my mother gave her heart to Jesus that we read in our home this particular passage of Scripture. And I can so recall it so vividly, because before my mother gave her heart to Jesus, Christmas was a totally different kind of experience. It was not centered on the gift given from above. It was centered on the gifts given down on earth. And it was a sweet time, but it was nothing in comparison to what it is that God intended for all of our lives. Because when it comes to Christmas time, when it comes to what it is that God has for each one of our lives, what He wants us to do is experience what He's put inside of our hearts. Because what He puts in our hearts, money can't buy it. People can't even sway it. It is something that's given to us by God at work in it. And when He gets to work inside of us, it changes our perspective. It changes everything. So today, as you think about that, I want you to think about those who heard the angels, those who heard what it is God had to say to them. And I read a devotion this week that was so powerful, because it's interesting what it said. It said, the Lord appeared to everyone who was looking for Him. And if you'll think about it for a moment, the shepherds, the wise men, Mary, Joseph, Simeon, I mean, you go through all these people, and what were they? They were all looking for the story to end the way God intended. And don't you love it when a story ends in a beautiful way? And I'm going to tell you, there couldn't have been a more beautiful story than the gift that God gave us in Jesus. Because what it starts with was an act of obedience. Because Joseph is told, you've got to go and you got to register and you got to line up what is going to happen in your world. You've got to register yourself in Bethlehem. And so he goes that way. And this simple act of obedience set in motion every bit of a prophecy that God ever intended. Everything that he intended to do, he set this in motion. By going, it's interesting, by the way, because what you learn is sometimes a simple step of obedience opens a door to amazing opportunity. We just have to be willing to look inside of our own hearts and see what it is he wants to do inside of us. And so today, I want you to think about what would happen if we just simply obeyed the things he told us to do. We went where he wanted us to go. We shared what we're supposed to share. We responded the way we're supposed to respond. What would happen is all of a sudden our lives would begin to move in a direction that's powerful and fulfilling. So the first thing that happens is that Joseph goes, you know what, we're going to do exactly what we're supposed to do. They followed what was given to them by way of responsibility. Second thing I want you to see, and boys and girls, you're following along. Think about this for a moment. Here is all of a sudden God is getting ready to open up a big, great plan. He has this great plan in store, and he wants every boy and girl and every man and woman to discover this plan. He wants you to experience it and hear what it is he has for you. And that's exactly what transpires, because what happens is Mary finds herself in a place where obviously there's no room. And the Bible says there was no room in the inn. And it's interesting, because what you discover is There was no room for the Savior to be born, but God had a perfect plan. Because what God intended, he intended for humility to be modeled from the very beginning. Because when you humble yourself, you experience who he is in such a powerful and profound way. No room in the end for the birth of a Savior. And what ends up happening is we find that Jesus is born in the most lowly of places so that every person who ever lived in any place on earth could see that he came for everyone. He came to change lives for everyone. And he wanted to do something that would be amazing and powerful in the hearts of every person, every child, every adult. But what happens is shepherds are also part of the story because they also long to hear what was transpiring. And these shepherds become a part of the story because the shepherds, they move from fear to praise when they realize what was really happening. In other words, they got afraid for a moment, then all of a sudden that fear dissipated. And out of that fear came this amazing experience where they heard things they'd never heard and they saw things they'd never seen before. And it's interesting because sometimes when we see things we've never seen before, it opens us up to experience life the way God intended. And I'm going to tell you what you discover. What Christmas is about is seeing who Jesus is, how he works, what he does in the most amazing and profound way. What would happen if each one of us would learn how to just see him the way he intended? What would happen is it changed our perspective. It moved our lives forward. And what happens to the shepherds, their lives are changing so quickly. Because when they hear in verse 15, when they hear that the angels have gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem." The idea of straight there is anticipating Jesus so much you move faster. I mean, you move so fast. And what happened was, They were, and by the way, if you look at their story, they had responsibilities. They set aside those responsibilities to have the ultimate experience. They moved away from that moment for a life-changing experience that would change their lives forever. Because the Bible says that when they ended up experiencing this, they went back and told them that what had transpired. And verse 18 says something so amazing because it says, "And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherd." Here's what you discover. The story was so amazing, no one could forget it. No one could miss it. And I'm telling you what you discover in life is when Jesus becomes everything, when he becomes the heart of our story, when he becomes the answer to our issues, when he becomes our comfort in the midst of difficulty, when he becomes our peace that passes understanding, when he becomes something that we never dreamed he would be, what happens to us? What happens to us is we start realizing that there is something inside of us that only God can fill. And that's what makes Christmas special. It is not so much what transpires under a tree or a gift given. If the reality is, it's realizing the gift given for us changed our lives forever. And when I think about that, and I think about as I get older, more and more I realize Christmas and the power of Christmas is centered in understanding the true story of Jesus. Because if you understand his story, everything fits together. And I was checking out of a store again this week with someone, and when I was checking out, they looked at me, and it's interesting. Sometimes they'll size you up and try to decide whether they can say Merry Christmas or not. And they sized me up, and when they finished, very quietly said, "Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas." And the Merry Christmas, and I said, "Merry Christmas to you too." And he like startled him as I said it. But the reality is, listen, there's something amazing about Christmas. There's something powerful about it. And I'm going to tell you, when you say it, don't whisper it. Let it be known. I mean, let it be known that God's at work in you. And I promise you, it changes anybody who hears it because it speaks to their life. Mary also, she heard a lot of instruction. She was told what her responsibility was. She was told what it was that she was going to encounter. But it's interesting because when you see this in verse 19, "But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart." I want you to think about this. Mary held all she had anticipated. In a single moment, she held Jesus in her arms. And I'm going to tell you, when I watch parents hold babies and hang on, you see what they cherish because it is the blessing of God in their life. And when you watch them hold on to these little ones, you can see that this is the gift given to them by God. This is their miracle. Well, you can imagine for Mary what a miracle it was. What a miracle it was, because here is this miracle unfolding. And when you see this miracle unfold, you realize that something happens to everybody who experiences the miracle. And you see it wrapped up, if you would, in verse 20. The shepherds, went back glorifying, praising God for all that he had heard and seen, just as had been told them. And I want you to get this in your mind. Think about it. Life would never be the same for them. How they looked at sheep, how they looked at their role, how they looked at their task would never be the same, because they were transformed by the encounter of knowing that God was the entire story. And it's interesting, because I was reading this morning Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who obviously was an amazing, amazing believer who lost his life. He wrote some words at Christmas time. It was his favorite season of the year, and he celebrated it all throughout the season. And it's interesting, because he wrote these words: a prison cell in which one awaits hope is completely dependent on the fact that the door of freedom has to be open from the outside. And he went on to say, what a way to celebrate Christmas. Because even in a prison cell, he was free. But his ultimate freedom, he realized, had to come through Jesus. And so today, as you think about that, that's really the real story of Christmas. We come into his house on this Christmas Eve to celebrate the amazing story of a God who loved us so much that he gave his son for us. And for all of our boys and girls who've been a part of this service, how special it is for them to get to hear what we experience when we come into his house, because Jesus is our story. Jesus is what we talk about, and Jesus is one who changed us forever. And if you're here today and you're looking for that kind of answer, then you have come to the right place, because at One Heart, we preach Jesus. We preach Jesus born of a virgin, crucified for our sins, and risen on the third day, forever to be in heaven waiting on us. And that's what gives us the most amazing message at Christmas time. And when I look at this stage and I see all the beautiful decoration, I look beyond every tree that's lit and every ornament that's hanging to the cross. And I realize something. If I understand the cross, I understand Christmas. And when you understand Christmas, you let everyone you know understand that he has a plan for their life as well. So as we pray together, I want to invite you and encourage you that if you've never given your heart to Christ, I want to encourage you to do it on Christmas. If you want to think about a great present you could give the Lord, it would be that. If you're here today and you want to become a part of our family, and God spoke to your heart about becoming a part of a family that preaches Jesus, lives for Jesus, teaches about Jesus, it's a great place to be. We're only going to take a moment today, but if God's speaking to your heart, I want to invite you to do so. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for every man and woman, boy and girl who gathered in your house on this Christmas Eve. We've come anticipating you speaking to our hearts. And from beautiful songs and beautiful words, scripture, music touching our lives. And Lord, today as we look at this story, it's simple yet profound to gather together in your house on this day in anticipation of celebrating the birth of our Savior. Jesus, we love you, and we commit this moment to you. In Jesus' name, amen.